Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endelin Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
Though the Bills have just a .500 record heading into Week 3, Buffalo's offensive line has put together a pair of solid performances this season. Critical to that success has been the play of rookie left tackle Cordy Glenn, who to this point has measured up to expectations.
He's come in here with a great attitude from day one, since we drafted him. He's come in here, learned the information, learned the terminology, learned new technique, new fundamentals, comes out every day to apply himself, just works hard, and you see steady improvement. So I've seen steady growth every day, and I think I'm going to continue seeing steady growth with this young man.
Glenn, along with the rest of his line mates, has not surrendered a sack in Buffalo's first two games, marking only the second time in team history that's happened to start a season. The second-round pick isn't going to bask in some early season success.
I think I've made progress since I've been here, but I wouldn't get too high off of it. Just trying to stay humble, just taking in just everything that I've been coached on to do, and then also just a lot of veterans on the offensive line have been doing a great job of just helping me out with little things on the move and on the go.
In week two, the 6'6", 345-pound tackle had an opportunity to showcase his athleticism out in space on both C.J. Spiller's 5-yard touchdown run and his 27-yard screen play in the win over the Chiefs.
It was a great feeling seeing C.J. Going to the end zone and knowing I was a part of that, and just watching it on film and just seeing like the rest of the O-line just having great blocks too. So it was not only me, but everybody else did a great job too. So it was a great feeling.
A toss, left side. Here comes Spiller trying to cut it up the middle. He slips and falls. He's into the end zone. Touchdown! C.J. Spiller with another rushing touchdown.
Well, Cordy Glenn's out on the edge and supplies a great block on Travis Daniels.
Again, that's confidence in his abilities. He's a big, big man that's very athletic, very nimble on his feet. And what I mean by that, very light on his feet, good helmet adjustment. And he has confidence that he can get out there. Is it hard? Yes. Does he have confidence to do it? Yes.
Glenn's performance through the first two games has been encouraging, but offensive line coach Joe D'Alessandris has spent most of the early season practices working with Glenn on his pass sets to keep an opposing pass rusher from gaining a pre-snap advantage.
A thing with muscle memory, just like you don't want to take a bad set and just put yourself in a bad situation. So just constantly working on my sets just gives you a really good muscle memory, so you just do it naturally, more naturally on game days or on practice. The more you do it, the better you get off, the better you are doing it.
Glenn's exemplary work ethic has helped him blend in quickly with the young veterans on Buffalo's offensive line, a work ethic that has his position coach confident that the rookie left tackle is on a good track to reach his full potential.
You see him every day the same way. I mean, he's a very quiet individual. He takes his job very seriously. Anytime we're having a meeting, he's got his notepad out, he's taking notes, he's going over the information, and he's willing to work, and that's the biggest key.
I just come from a good parenting and just a good structure at home, so I think that just helps out a lot with just like my mentality on the field, with having a great work ethic, and just I'm just always wanting to get better, just always trying to find something that I can work on and get better at. You just have to take it week by week and just stay focused. Just know everybody does their job, and you'll have a great day on Sundays. But I think that's the biggest thing I've learned so far.
At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.